Jones and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life.
Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike.
24/7
worldwide
at jonesandmike.com.
This hour, is Jones a body shamer, or is everybody just a little too fat for their own good?
Plus, Jones goes milf hunting and wonders who in the world would use Ashley Madison to find a date.
This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike.
Jones, a couple of years ago, I couldn't have imagined that I would say this, but I'm actually kind of excited for Donald Trump to win the presidency, because now the list of celebrities is starting to form. Those who are saying, I'm leaving the country if he wins. And leading the charge this week, she announced that she would leave the United States if Trumpy won. It's Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer, I would say fly the coop, but in her case, she would do a very slow meander north of the border to Toronto, I'm assuming.
See, that surprises me that you would so eagerly want to see her take off. I would love to see that, just because I would love to see celebrities actually follow through on that.
That's right.
I even have some family members who lay claim to that sort of thing, like, and they've done it for years. Like, I'd rather live in Cuba. It's like, I'd love to see you go.
Oh, jeez.
Not because I'd love to even see it go. I'd love to see it follow through. Yeah. I would love to see these celebrities follow through. But it shocks me that you feel that way about Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
You've always
her.
Talked her up.
I know. I loved her. And her comedy used to be about how she was, like, you know, big, and people made fun of her, and she was self-deprecating. And then somewhere along the way, she became the champion for body shaming, which is fine, but it's not funny. And now it's to the point where it's incongruent with her comedy. Her comedy self-deprecating on the one hand, and on the other hand, if it's cool for her to say it, but if you call her fat, now that's body shaming, and she stands up to you on Twitter.
And she does.
It's annoying.
She does get crazy self-righteous now about, like, judging, like, thinner women. It's kind of driving me nuts a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But on that same track, did you hear about Lena Dunham this week?
No. What is she from, Girls or something?
Yes. She's the lead actress in Girls. I think she created it. She's the executive producer.
What's that show about?
It's about, like, chicks in their 20s living in New York, but it's supposed to be, like, a real raw... I've never seen it, but I know my sister's watched it, some of her friends. It's, like, a real raw take on what a regular girl's life is like living in New York City. Like, that kind of thing. Like, they're not doing the Friends.
It's not Sex in the City.
No.
Having the fabulous lives.
They're They're trying to have fabulous lives as average regular people. I can't speak to what the show's like. I don't know.
Yeah. It's on Showtime, right? Something I don't
have. HBO.
Okay.
It's on HBO. Mm. But anyway, this week she was at some Met Gala. And I think Lena Dunham and Amy Schumer are, like, kind of becoming celebrity sisters. And I think that kind of self-righteousness that Amy Schumer is now starting to express is rubbing off on Lena Dunham. But she was at the Met Gala this week. And she, I guess...
Like the Metropolitan Opera in New York, that Met?
I don't know. I just know it's called the Met Gala. It's a, why would you do this to me?
Well, I don't know. I'm literally asking.
No, I don't know. It's the
just
Met Gala.
Just in case
Gala.
Someone thinks it's a baseball thing.
No. Okay, true. It's not. It was like a black tie event. It's called the Met Gala. I don't know why they have it, what they do. Mm. I don't know if it's to raise money for the Illuminati. I don't know if it's to raise money for handicapped children. I have no idea.
That's right.
But regardless of whatever the event is for, she was at it, and she was sitting in
the
same...
It's for fabulously rich and famous people, and she was there.
She was at it, and she was sitting in the same row as New York Giant wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, I love him. I love his two-tone hair.
Jr. Everyone knows who Odell Beckham is.
Yeah, now it's like, I think it's OBJ is his...
OBJ.
OBJ?
So OBJ is in her row, and apparently she was getting this vibe from him... that he wasn't really looking at her or interested in her, or that she would somehow be his lady of choice.
Yeah.
And I guess she started sounding off on him on Twitter, to which she rightfully got blowback on that.
What did she say? And now like, how dare you not dig me?
I can tell. Yes, it was essentially, you know, I can tell he's not picking up on me at all. He just looks at me as like a marshmallow that he wouldn't even consider bringing back. Like, she just got really bitter about things.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of crazy to me that now she then since has apologized to Odell Beckham, but
why?
Well, she felt that it was unfair of her to go out there and to put words in his mouth of how he would judge her or perceive her. Yeah. And she played it out that Odell Beckham is not interested in me. And because he's not interested in me, that says something about him.
Oh.
And it was kind of, I've noticed this pattern now where it's really increasing. For a while, there was this idea that we're going to put down body shamers. We're going to be proud of who we are.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to really feel like we're starting to veer off into this territory of being delusional. And it's like, okay, let's just take the moment when she started to fly off the handle on Twitter at the Met Gala.
Uh-huh.
Odell Beckham is a professional football player.
You really are going to drop the junior. I love it.
He's in great shape. He's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, does he know that he was my number one pick?
Giant? Probably not. Because like Lena Dunham, he does not know that you exist either. I hope you're okay with that.
No, I'm not. I'm going to totally torch him on Twitter. So, I'm going to put him on, what do they say?
Blast.
I'm going to put you on blast.
But it just, when I read the initial reaction from Lena Dunham, I'm like, are you crazy? He is a New York giant. Are you not grounded enough?
But she is the giant of a woman.
Yes.
So they have common ground in that way.
Not at all. Are you not grounded enough to know? Yeah, he probably isn't looking at you, and that's okay. That's okay. This like anti-body shaming vibe doesn't carry over into, and if I eat donuts every morning and I never work out and I'm comfortable with who I am, but you wouldn't want to have sex with me, that says something about you.
Yeah, I can't believe that Lena Dunham is straight. Every time I've seen her, I thought she has to be some like lesbian, like princess. Like she must be the champion of the lesbian community. She has like, you know,
maybe it's
tattoos on her arm and stuff.
That,
and like,
yeah, everyone's doing that now.
I don't
Everybody
know.
Under 30 is
the way she wears it.
Tattoos.
She looks like a truck driver. She's just not. She's not attractive. I thought that was her whole thing.
Well, it is her whole thing. But you and I went to Riot Fest 2 years ago, and we saw the younger crowd. That's the new thing.
Yeah.
They're just like letting it out there and being truckers. And that's here's the thing. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine, but now that we are veered into this territory where we are eschewing what is the normal standards of beauty, I have a problem with it for two reasons. Number one, is it healthy, physically healthy to do that? And is it mentally healthy to be that delusional that you would think you could be a Lena Dunham, male or female, just the absolute value of a Lena Dunham, and that you could get the male or female absolute value equivalent of an Odell Beckham.
That's right. And I, with my kids, I'm constantly thinking about this because I don't want my daughters to feel badly. But on the other hand, I want them to know the truth. More on this next, Jones and Mike.
Another Pacific Rim Omega customer speaks.
My name is Tony G. I was very impressed by taking the product and the purity of the pharmaceutical grade of the omega-3 fish oil. I really felt very, very good by taking the product. As far as my mood, I noticed the collagen in my face and some of the lines that have disappeared, my nails, my hair. I highly recommend this product, Pacific Rim. I really, really enjoy the product, and I look forward to purchasing more products in the future.
Find out what Tony and thousands of other people know. Pacific Rim Omegas are the best thing you can do for your health. And get 59% off your order right now when you take advantage of this special
exclusive offer. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com right now and save 59% off your order of Pacific Rim Omegas, or call 877-324-4227. That's radio.mydailyomega.com. radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
Jones, today I was compared to a celebrity. I was getting my hair cut.
Is this Bradley Cooper again?
It was not Bradley Cooper. I know. I get so tired of the Bradley Cooper comparisons. The girl cutting my hair was like, you would totally remind me of somebody. Who was it? He was in the movie with Kevin Hart where they were in prison. And I'm like, who is that?
Will Ferrell?
And then finally she revealed, oh yeah, his name's Will Ferrell. And I'm like, man. The modern Mark Twain? Thank you so much. But I thought about it, and I'm like, that's more my speed. The people that, like, were stoned or whatever several times or twice or whatever and said, you look kind of like Bradley Cooper. If, you know, if he had a disfiguring accident, they were totally wrong. But I am more Will Ferrell.
And you feel more comfortable with that more honest assessment.
Well, she was kind of, she didn't really say I looked like him. She's like, you're funny. You remind me of Will Ferrell. He's funny. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I think he's amusing. I don't think he's actually that funny. It actually kind of bothers me how America is so gaga over him all the time. The minute he just appears on stage, people lose their crap.
They do. They do.
And I don't understand it. He's fine enough. He actually seems like a happy guy.
Yes,
and
he does seem like a good dude.
Like to me, he seems like the opposite of Bill Murray. Bill Murray strikes me as somebody who's miserable.
Oh, yes. Very funny, very talented. But, I mean, I've heard of him in interviews, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's speaking for himself. These are his own words, and he sounds miserable.
He has a look in his eye like, I hate you, I hate everything, I hate everybody, I hate myself. He just seems like a miserable prick. So at least I'll give that to Will Ferrell. It's like, okay, fine. But in terms of funniness, I'm like, you're not my cup of tea. But if she was actually saying you look like Will Ferrell, I'll take that. I'm not attractive. He's not attractive. We're peas in a pod. It's closer than Bradley Cooper.
Well, yeah, and it's something where I don't think it's strictly when someone says you look like someone else. There's just something that you resemble. I don't think it's necessarily a carbon copy.
Sure, sure. You capture an essence of that person. That's fine.
Right, right.
But so I did not take offense. I laughed only because I've been adamant over the years. I don't understand the love affair with Will Ferrell, but so that's a new ironic twist. But I'll take it. This idea, it's in my house all the time, this conversation. We're constantly trying to reinforce positive body image to my daughters.
Sure.
But they're, like, so skinny. Like, and that, to me, is concerning as well. Like, so Grace is so skinny and so short. Like, people, like, if she goes to pick up, like, the first grader, like, teachers say, oh, no, honey, you have to get back in your room. You can't leave yet. Because they think she's a first grader.
Yeah, yeah.
That she's in sixth grade. So, like, we have kind of the opposite of many families who have maybe a kid who's overweight or something, and they've got to try to say, you know, hey, you've got nothing really to feel ashamed of, but I'm sure that's got to be a tough tightrope for them to walk because you can't reinforce that, like, it's fine to be unhealthy because having belly fat isn't healthy. That stuff packs around your organs. It's possibly the worst decision you can make or the worst state you can allow your body to be in.
Yes.
They have tons of body fat.
Yes.
Like belly fat, especially.
No, that is true. That is true. And that, you know, that is why I kind of get concerned as I'm seeing, like, more and more there's a larger attempt to kind of kick to the curb these traditional beauty markers. Mm. And on one end, I understand where you're looking at your kids, specifically your daughters, and you think, well, I don't want them constantly judging themselves. There's a girl that I work with. This week, she just stopped by my cube to talk about something, and then there's this little, like, window thing that you can still kind of see your reflection in, and she just looked at herself, and she's a beautiful girl, and she just looked at herself, and she, like, kind of puffed out her chest a bit, and looked at the top of her chest, and said, can you see bones? And I was like, no, do you want to see Bones? Do you want me to see Bones? And she's like, well, no. And then she kind of played it off. But I was like, no, deep down. And then the whole time she was talking to me, she just kept like popping out her chest. And like she was talking to me about something work-related. But then I could tell she was like arcing back her shoulders and then looking in the reflection to just see, could I see any kind of bone? And then when she pulled her shoulders forward, she could see like her clavicle. She's like, well, I could see these. I could see these. And it's like the goal to see bones.
Oh my God.
And she was kind, she was joking about it, but at the same time, like, I was like, nah, the thought's in your head. So of course with you and having daughters, you don't want them to go that route. But now, you know,
this idea that everybody's beautiful and all body shapes
are beautiful. I don't think that's healthy.
It's like, no, it's no.
No, it's not. It is not healthy. You know, there was a couple weeks ago, there was this article that came out in the headline. It grabbed my attention and I had to click. It was complete clickbait. The headline was, woman wears a bikini to the beach for the first time ever and totally nails it. Uh-huh. I clicked on it. And let me assure you that this woman, maybe she did wear this bikini for the first time ever, but she did not nail it.
Is she a candidate for a burkini?
I don't know. There's a religious reference to that, so I don't know if I could say yes to that, but she should not be wearing a bikini. That's for sure.
I just thought a burkini is how you cover up. It's not a, you don't have to be Muslim. Did they pass some sort of a law?
Well, she should just wear something more drapey.
Yeah.
And more covering. And here's the thing. There was this headline.
And that goes for all you fat bastards. Every one of us. Most people should be covered up at the beach.
Well, what I'm saying is this idea that she could just put on a bikini and now there's kind of this instant public reaction of like,
yeah,
you nailed it. Yeah. No, she didn't. It's like telling a backup quarterback you're really better than the starter.
On your computer, is that her?
This is her.
Oh, look.
She's a fine-looking person, but don't tell me in a bikini she nailed it.
She's got to be like 260.
I don't know. I'm terrible at guessing that.
Great judge,
She didn't nail it. She didn't nail it, and don't tell me that she did. And look, I'll throw myself onto the flames. Whatever the equivalent is of a male to whatever the male equivalent of a bikini is on the beach, if it's a banana hammock, and I went around with that, I would not nail it. Okay, so I'm in that role too. Let's not go around deceiving ourselves. That we fit because we can just slap this thing on and then throw up some little positive quote on like an Instagram account that we've now nailed it and we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah,
we're not.
It's out of hand. It is out of hand.
So it was just one of those things where it was just coming off of the Lena Dunham and Odell Beckham is not falling in love with me. And then you're seeing, you know, this woman wearing a bikini for the first time and nailing it. Why is there a rush to accept now everything that we've done, that we've obliterated standards? Like I said, it is not healthy mentally or physically. Even to the same token of with Lena Dunham and Odell Beckham, I cannot imagine that I would be walking down in my neighborhood right by the Viagra Triangle, that I would just be cruising by Tavern on Rush, and that Selena Gomez would be having lunch with friends and go, turn to her handler and be like, that guy in that bedraggled Cubs hat, bring him to me. That's not happening. And I am perfectly comfortable with that. I wouldn't feel like I would have to hop on Twitter and go, walk by Selena Gomez for the fourth time. What does a guy got to do to get a girl to look at him?
Well, at least I can give it to Lena Dunham that she's like, well, I'm famous, you're famous. We have that in common.
Well, okay.
Why are you looking at your phone when you're sitting next to me?
In shape to Selena Gomez as she is as famous to Odell Beckham.
Yeah, she's got lupus too, dude. So if you're going to hook up with Selena, you better get on that.
I didn't know she had lupus. Yeah, well, then she's out. No. Forget it. Let's pick another
celebrity. You can't catch that,
I know, but I don't want to deal with lupus.
No, she's so hot, though. She just can't be in the sun and stuff.
No,
but
we got to pick someone
else. But yeah, she may not see 50, so you may want to... No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine, but she's so... I just want to smell her,
about ridiculous conversations. You're now trying to convince me, like, no.
You can totally get her.
Don't say no to Selena. Don't do this to yourself.
Yeah, don't do that to her. She may not have much time left. left.
So that's all I'm saying. I don't think it's I think it's okay that we have. Okay, we shouldn't have judgment. But if there is some level of standards.
No, that's funny. So I do judge. And so, and I do, I don't like it when people want to fight with me on Facebook. It's like, nah, you just keep on scrolling or unfriend me or unfollow or something. But I don't really care to like discuss these things with you. It's kind of like a public diary as far as I'm concerned. I'm not really interested in hearing your side of the story. I put up something about body fat a couple of months ago, and it's along the lines of what you're saying, where I said, you know, like, we should not be celebrating obesity. Sorry. And somebody that I went to grammar school with, who's obese, of course, was like, I'm so sorry to hear you're so narrow-minded. Beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. Aren't you modern and all this stuff? And I went right back at her. I'm like, no, sorry. Belly fat is, you might as well just eat cancer. You're asking for cancer? It's bad. Look, the other day I weighed myself, 203, like largest ever. And I'm like, oh, I better do something about this. My belly's out of control. I better do something fast. Because
I keep meaning to bring over those kettlebells.
Yeah, you do. You
keep on
saying like, no, believe me, dude, it'll help your testosterone.
We didn't have time.
You don't love me enough.
We don't have time this week.
You're so fixated on Selena Gomez.
Well, no, you have to do your whole, I've got to have an anniversary dinner with my wife.
I
love her. Huh?
Yeah. I know. Once a year we have to go do this thing. So,
next week, it's kettlebells.
But I love how my, oh my God moment is 203, which, for my height, you know, I'm about 20 pounds overweight. But many people blow right by the 20-pound marker and go right up to like 80 pounds before they go, okay, I got to make some changes.
True.
So I'm consistent on this. And she challenged me and I went, no. I'm overweight. Other people I know are overweight. And we can't accept it. We just can't. It's so bad for your joints and for your organs. Like, I know people in my personal life that have, like, joint issues. And now that's leading into, like, all sorts of major health issues. And it's like a cascading effect on your health when you're older. And it's like, yeah, carrying around 20, 30, 50 extra pounds for decades, all of a sudden you need a knee replacement. Before that's over with, as soon as you get the knee replacement, now you need a hip replacement. And as soon as you have two surgeries, now all of a sudden you have all these inflammation problems. It's super devastating on your health.
And that's where I was coming away with when I was seeing this story with Lena Dunham, thinking about this woman who totally nailed it in her obese black bikini on the beach, where I don't want to be this mean, bitter person where I'm like, you're not attractive, you're out. But when we're starting to flout these norms to the point where it's like now we're accepting unhealthy physical conditions, it's not good. It's not good.
No, yeah, and it doesn't have to be celebrated. It's fine not to shame people and stuff, but you don't have to celebrate it. Vogue magazine, as you know, I've been subscribing to Vogue for years and years.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, that's another one.
In addition
outside
to the
being
weight you've put on.
And my drinking.
I wanted to talk to you about your curious Vogue
habit. It's, that's why I'm so fat. I sit around drinking and reading Vogue. It's the magazine article starts off with, even the healthiest, fittest, most confident people can be reduced to emotional rubble by the sight of a supermodel in lingerie. There they are, lolling atop fresh linens with nary a love handle or skin ripple in sight. It's easy to forget that it's all an illusion. Even supermodels have curves, subtle as they may be. They're just given the standard issue retouching treatment before we ever see them. All the more reason why Lena Dunham and Jemima Kirk's Photoshop-free lingerie shoot matters so much. And there it is, okay. Jones. Behold all of that blubber.
That's absurd. That's absurd. The retouching of models that are on all these magazines, yes. It is a problem.
But it's not like they look like that's not how Gisele Bündchen looks before the retouching.
I know.
She doesn't look like Lena Dunham festoons of fat billowing over her
and that's the thing.
Panties.
And I don't want to do it from a place of judgment, but I don't want to sit here, and maybe I sound like a jerk, but I don't want to sit here and go, that's the new sexy norm. It's not.
When they touch up Gisele Bündchen, there's like an errant pube that has to be like brushed
out
of there.
I'm sure they even touch up more than that. But Lena
Dunham? There's like some razor burn that has to be taken off.
But no, I'm sure they even do more than that. And when people are judging themselves against that standard, it's a horrible thing to do to your mental state. But don't say that the point counterpoint is now Lena Dunham in that Vogue shoot where, I mean, that is absurd.
Meanwhile, you've recognized this many times on the parliament floor over the years, which I appreciate. I will find a little loveliness in almost every woman.
You do. You do more than me. Absolutely.
And that's not to say, I wouldn't say I have low standards, but I will look for the positive.
You do, yes.
In everyone's body type.
You absolutely do.
And I'm looking at this Lena Dunham dude, and I'm finding very little to get unflaccid about.
But here's the thing, though. But I think what goes along with it, it's not just the physical appearance. It's this complete delusional denial of her current state that I do think plays into how you perceive her.
Like I look at her and I wonder, like, are you mentally ill? Like, clearly you're ugly in the face, and you're not only ugly in the face, then you've got this big trucker, you know, tattoo on your arm. And then on top of that, you have like billows of blubber all over your body. So, no, I think you should burkini it, lady. Something's not right with your brain. And I'm sorry. So, was she like diddled or something? What happened to her?
Oh, well, that's another weird story, because she does have some weird... I don't even want to get into it, because when I like read about the story, I was like... She talks about seeing... There had
naked?
To be something weird that went on in her life, because she does openly talk about a time when she was, I think she was 7 years old, and she saw her younger sister's vagina and like inspected it. It's like, it's online. You can read it. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
And I don't think there may have been some weird stuff going on in her upbringing.
Yeah, it seems like she's acting out some sort of a mental illness is manifesting itself by these public displays of, look at me, why aren't you looking at me? Everyone must look at me.
Yeah, that could...
Something's wrong with her brain.
That could possibly be factored.
Well, this is why in the morning, I start off every day with the very hot, mature meteorologist, Tracy Butler, on Chicago's own ABC 7 News. I like
really?
The
You're
mature.
A Tracy fan.
Yeah, she. I want to golf with her.
Well, I tell you, if you are into mature ladies this week, especially in the broadcasting world, this was a tough week. We're about to lose one.
We're gonna lose. Why did someone die? Is she dying?
No, she's just stepping away, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, getting after the matures. I like that.
Yeah.
More of that next, Jones and Mike.
When it comes to finding a holistic doctor near you, where can you turn for help? When you need a cancer doctor who will advocate for a non-surgical, non-chemical course of treatment, where can you find her? When you need a chiropractor or acupuncturist, when you need help with ailments that many doctors and even hospitals just plain turn away, like Lyme disease, who can help you with natural solutions and strategies for diabetes? When you need help to find an integrative, functional, complementary, alternative approach, option, and practitioner, the Health Freedom Network is there. Since 2009, the Health Freedom Network has been a leading resource for natural medicine and health information and research. Now we're also your best resource to give you access to the top docs in a number of specialties, from cancer to stroke, and in modalities from chiropractic to dentistry. The Health Freedom Network's directory at healthfreedomnetwork.com. Better information for better choices. Find your new health practitioner at www.healthfreedomnetwork.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide
at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike.
My bevel of mature beauties on TV, I've got like a little... I got like a little side gaggle of ladies. I like.
You do collect them.
I do. I do. I like the older ones the most. Like these younger ones, they seem like they don't know anything. But like the older ones, they've been around the block. They've had some kids. I kind of dig it. And so mine is Tracy Butler on ABC 7. But you said we're losing one?
We are losing.
But
one.
But it's not her.
It is not Tracy Butler. It is not Tracy Butler.
Thank God.
But Linda Yu announced
Oh.
she is retiring November 23rd. She is out of ABC7, and she is out of broadcasting, and she turns 70.
What?
70 on December 1st.
70?
I cannot believe that. She looks fantastic.
She's been around since I was like a little kid.
Yes, she is 70 years old. She's going to be 70 years old. I can't believe it.
Her last name is Yu. She's Asian.
I know, but isn't that amazing? It's amazing that Asian people can hang on to their youth.
Yeah, it's almost unfair.
Like no other. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. But it kind of, you know.
Are you a Linda Yu fan? Like when you see her, are you like, yeah, baby?
Well, the funny thing is, a couple months ago, because I just work a couple blocks away from their State Street studios. And that
say that
day,
five times fast. That was almost a career-ending injury. Good job,
was,
dude.
It was.
I barely got out meteorologist a little while ago.
So a couple months ago, I was walking by. I got out of work. I think earlier that day, actually, it all happened in kind of one motion. Earlier that day, I read, Linda Yu is moving to the 7 o'clock broadcast on ABC7, which they're airing on Channel 26 The U. I don't know how they work that or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was transitioning.
Well, they own
to
it,
7
so they,
PM.
You know.
I know, but it's kind of weird, like the ABC7 broadcast at 7 on Channel 26.
Sure.
But anyway, so I read that and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. That was in the back of my mind. I stayed after work. I worked out. And then as I was leaving and working down
creepy.
State Street,
yeah.
I happened to walk by and I saw it was the studio lights were up. I'm like, oh, it's the 7 o'clock broadcast. And as I was walking, I saw, and it was like Jerry Taft and everyone else. I don't care.
That's
about.
Right. Yeah.
But then I saw Linda Yu and I'm like, that's Linda Yu. And I stopped in my tracks. And I just looked through the glass, and I didn't realize I was doing it. You know, you saw the basketball player Draymond Green, and he zoned out at a press conference, and you that's MK Ultra. Someone was controlling his mind because he was just in front of cameras, and he just shut down.
We'll
and he
wasn't put
moving.
It on. We'll put that clip on Jones and Mike's Facebook page. You can decide for yourself. Like it's like he was a robot and somebody turned him off for a second.
So I had a Draymond Green moment in front of the Showcase Studios. In front of ABC7 on State Street, right? I'm just standing there, just staring at the glass. And I didn't even realize I was doing it. But I was staring. I know I was staring right at Linda Yu because that was my last thought before my brain shut down was, there's Linda Yu.
And you're making like, you're fogging
I'm not
up
doing
the glass
anything.
With
I
your
probably
nostrils.
Was. I was probably fogging up the glass. I was the only one that was there staring at the glass. And they were in like a commercial break or something because they're just kind of milling around.
Yeah.
And then Linda Yu turns at me.
No.
Towards me. She looks right at me and then she waves.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm like, all of a sudden I realize like, oh my God, I'm the only one in front of this window. And here I am with like a backpack, this grown man. And I just wave back at her and I'm like, I got to get out of here. I look so bizarre.
That's crazy.
So then I just hightailed it down State Street. But like, she was always someone where I was like, oh my God, like, that's like gold. If you could find, if you were like out there to meet, you meeting and mingling, and you could find a 25, 30, 35, 40, 45-year-old Linda Yu, you know you've got that till 70, 75, 80. It's insanity. And it started, you know, it's put me on this track of thinking, like, what other, I mean, there are other hot seniors out there. And it's interesting to think that there are people out there in kind of direct opposition to what we've been talking about in the previous two segments. There are people out there where it's like legitimately beauty is your talent. And if you worked on it 24/7, it makes sense.
Well,
it's not a narcissistic.
She's talented beyond her looks.
She is, but I was
even
thinking.
She can read a teleprompter. She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. She's now an author. She's just written a book.
Well, you really are crazy for her.
Well, not really. I don't want to get in that crazy.
Which is good. I mean, now Tracy Butler doesn't feel as creeped out.
Right.
By my love for her.
There's two of us. There's more than one.
I sit every morning in my underwear.
But like, you think about it though. Like, okay, here's a picture.
Eyes.
Here's a picture. Okay. Now, just be realistic about it. This was when she's now 71, but this was when she was 66. Helen Mirren in a bikini. Is nailing it than the other girl that slapped
nailed
on a bikini?
It. Yeah.
Helen Mirren at 66. This is nailing it in a bikini.
Yeah, nice
Could
jugs,
you imagine
flat stomach,
being
dude.
Like her 72-year-old husband and being like, that's my wife?
Yeah, that
you
would be a lot to live up to. You couldn't be walking around at 203.
yeah,
like that.
It's
with that
crazy.
On your arm. Yeah, she's
it's
crazy.
It's crazy. And then you think about like other people, like Christie Brinkley. Have you seen her lately?
Well, like she's 60? Just genetically gifted.
I know, but it over time, even supermodels, they slow down. That you know, the, yeah. Mother Nature catches what she giveth, she taketh away. And Christie Brinkley still looks amazing at like 63. Or even, I'll even go with someone who wouldn't be a conventional beauty, but I have to go, you know what? At her age, you gotta say she still looks great. Robin Quivers.
What?
Howard Stern's sidekick. Like, she's gonna be 65 this year, dude.
Oh, that's pretty nuts. She's and a lot older than Howard, then.
She's 3 years older than Howard.
Oh, I thought he was still in his 50s.
No, he's 62.
Oh, jeez. Still talking about, like, masturbation in his, you know, in his 60s, this guy?
It's his magic.
It's crazy.
It keeps him young. But, like, if you look at, like, even Robin, like, you're saying, like, Christie Brinkley, well, she's obvious, or Helen Mirren, she's an actress. Okay, yeah. I get that.
Here's from a year ago. Look at Christie.
I mean, she looks...
On the catwalk or
and look, even
premiere.
Even if she's had a little work done, she doesn't look like she's had a lot. It actually doesn't look like she's had any, and she looks like she's 32.
Yeah, she's really remarkable.
It's unbelievable. But even if you pull up a picture of Robin Quivers, there's no way you would look at her and go, 65 for sure.
No, she looks like a dumpy 47.
Yeah, but I still give her something
cancer,
for that.
And having gone through cancer, I go, yeah, it's fine if you're going to be dumpy.
You're talking about... I mean, she's still very fresh. I think she has a pretty face. I think she's pretty in the face.
Yeah.
But... If you're even saying, like, okay, you wouldn't compare her to Christie Brinkley, but you still would say she looks like someone who would be 20 years her junior. You know, what has that got to be like? Now, Robin Quivers is not in the category of what if beauty was your full-time talent. But like an Anne Margaret, Linda Yu, Helen Mirren, Christie Brinkley. Dude, what has that got to be like?
Anne Margaret. Wasn't she like Catwoman on Batman in the 60s or something?
I believe she was, but she was also a Bond girl. Then she was in Cincinnati Kid opposite Steve McQueen.
Oh, so yeah, she's
you know
around
she
for
is,
forever.
Right.
But
she still looks good.
What about Dame Judi Dench? Yes or no? Up or down? Like there, look at her there, man. As Queen Elizabeth.
Well, that's not fair.
In Shakespeare
that's not
in Love.
Fair.
Oh,
come on,
look
now.
At that. Wow.
No, but I mean, I think she keeps herself together well, certainly. I would give her that.
Really?
But not like a beauty. No, but you're pulling her, no, you're pulling up in a role. Like, just pull her up as herself. Like, pull her up in the latest, like, Bond movie. That's not
bad. Oh, man. Okay, so Lena Dunham?
Okay, well, here's
Lena Dunham or Judi Dench? Which,
oh, come on. Are you
kidding
me?
That's not an option.
Really? You would take Lena Dunham?
I probably would. Just,
you're crazy.
Just because I would just want to defile her in the most unspeakable manner.
I don't know.
Like,
I think Judi it would be.
Dench, I like,
think it would be a better story to say, like, dude, last night you're not even gonna believe me when I tell you, but I boned Judi Dench. I know you don't believe me.
Yeah,
I think it's a better story.
Look
than
Look at
Lena
her there.
Dunham.
Looks like her mugshot.
Well, that's like an arty shot. No, you can see all the other pictures behind there. You're being very selective. You're being very unkind to Judi
Okay,
Dench.
Here we go. Look at her. This is her coming out of like Mr. Chow or something in LA.
Well, okay. Well, pick
and
those other
looks,
ones. You see the
wretched.
Other ones. No,
she looks wretched.
Now you're just being churlish.
Because when you're doing it with her, like that's somebody's grandma, and it's clearly a grandma. But like Lena Dunham, you know, I would do it just because I'd want to be able to say that she's not a lesbian.
What wouldn't you
I
say?
I know she's not a lesbian because if somebody's willing to have sex with me, they're definitely not a lesbian.
I don't know if that's true.
Maybe she thought I was Will Ferrell.
That's right. Okay, I'm a lesbian. Everybody knows this in my life, but I am not passing up the opportunity to have sex with Will Ferrell
or Chad Smith. She's doing it for the story, too. She's like, I can't believe I'm going to be able to tell my friends I was with Will Ferrell.
Would you rather, the girl that cut your hair this week and told you you look like Will Ferrell, would you rather look like Will Ferrell or Chad Smith? Because now you're kind of in both.
Maybe I should go around and be like, I look like Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, don't I?
Wouldn't that be, what would you rather have? Because really, it's now you're one of the few people that now has a choice in saying who you look like. Because if someone says you look like Will Ferrell, by default, you also look like Chad Smith
That's
from
right.
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Who would you pick? You'd pick Chad Smith.
I'm just thinking, my lucky star, she didn't say, not Will Ferrell. The guy that Will Ferrell was in Step Brothers. You look just like John C. Reilly.
Oh,
it could have been a lot worse, dude.
I
could have looked like John C. Reilly. I'm just happy to hear that you have a sexual bone in your body, Jones. I was starting to worry about you.
Well.
Maybe you're starting to use some sort of dating site.
Well, there's a new one that's back on the market.
There's a new one that's back on the market?
There's a new one. It's back. I heard about it this week. I'll run it past you.
Oh.
You can tell me what you think of it. It's a dating service you've had prior experience with.
What? Yes. Oh, no. More on Jones's dating life, Jones and Mike.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught. And it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance. Open your lungs and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com. 312-957-7210. Hashtag Jones and Mike.
Did you download Grindr this week? What did you download? What's your app of choice?
I don't have an app of choice. Although there's a new dating service that is back on the market.
Yeah, this is such a dichotomy you're bringing up. New and back on the market. How can that be?
It's been reintroduced. I don't think people thought it would come back, but Ashley Madison
is back.
Ashley Madison is back. And this week I heard an ad for it, and my jaw dropped. Not even that Ashley Madison came back, but that they had the audacity in their ad to say, we've recalibrated our project, we've changed a few things, and we're back to better serve you. It's like, you didn't serve anybody the first time.
Ashley Madison was the app or the service where you would...
if you wanted to have an affair.
Yeah, the tagline was, life is short, have an affair. And you could, you know, set up supposedly a private, you know, profile there. And troll for what you believed were other married people wanting to have an affair with you.
Yes, so you could have a discreet relationship with. They had something at stake. You had something at stake. So
yeah.
The assumption,
it's like mutually assured
both,
destruction.
You both were supposed to keep quiet, which
That's
probably
right.
wouldn't really play out in real life. But the people who got involved in Ashley Madison never really had to worry about it. Because didn't every client just fell into, like, they had six different emails that would just put out automatic responses or some crap like that? Wasn't that...
Well, are you saying that, it turned out that everybody was fake on there? Just like the dudes were real, but none of the women were.
Yes.
That was my theory when I did have my Ashley Madison profile. Because I had to find out what was going on with this thing. I kept hearing about it and seeing, ads for it or whatever. And I'm like, life is short, have an affair. What the hell is this? And so I checked it out. There's a whole show about it, so I won't get into the gory details of it. But yeah, I was like, this is BS. This is like a bunch of bots. And sure enough, after I theorized that, after they were hacked, so like I guess some hacktivist group, but they have a name too.
I don't recall that.
Hacking team or something. They came out and they hacked all of the client data from Ashley Madison and then like sent a ransom note like, hey, shut down your service or we're going to totally release all of your client's details and flood the market with it. And that'll, you know, and I guess it never really was widely published, but you could access the data on like the dark web, they call it.
And there were people that wound up killing themselves over this.
Yeah, I guess like hundreds or thousands of marriages broke up because of the release of this data, which I kind of find that hard to believe. Because, like, I looked for it, and it was hard to find.
Well, I eventually never found it.
I
know. I heard it was very hard to search when you found it. But at the same time, there were still relationships that ended. People who ended their lives over this completely, like, fake service. And now this is, it doesn't even bother me that this company that had the tagline, "Life is short, have an affair," that they're coming back. What bothers me is, of all the things that I try in life, you try in life, any friends and family, the things that they try to accomplish in life and that they don't accomplish or they fall short, that this group gets to fail fabulously. And then they get to come back after they've like ripped off and like ruined people's lives. And now they're back to serve you.
Well, it was sold, by the way. It was sold to some outfit called Avid Life Media.
I know, but okay. I did not know that, to be honest. But at the same point, that Ashley Madison would still have a value as a company name, a brand to come back. That just drives me crazy.
That they get another chance.
They get another chance. This, the name Ashley Madison, what it was, failed fabulously. And now here they come roaring back. And the funny thing is, I listened to the ad, and now they're really pigeoning themselves as like, hey, we're just like any other dating service. And I thought to myself, okay, who would admit to meeting someone on Ashley Madison? Like, could you imagine being out to dinner with a couple and being like, oh my God, you guys are so funny. You guys have such great chemistry together. How, I gotta know.
You must have a great story. Yeah.
Well, funny enough, we met on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
And then we signed up for a 5K together. And here we are 4 years later. It's like, who is going to try to meet somebody through Ashley Madison and then also admit it?
I don't know, man. Like, Poon makes you do crazy things.
But isn't there so many options out there where Ashley Madison...
Not if you're married. So, like, maybe dudes are listening to that ad and they're like, dude, they're not going to have it happen twice. They must have the most ironclad security now. I'm safe.
Okay, I believe that there are hellified married dummies out there that might go that route. But the idea that, first of all, they came back galls me. But second of all, now they are trying to position themselves as a legitimate dating site that singles could go on there. Or if you just recently got out of a relationship or a marriage, you could just go out there and meet a legitimate single and have a legitimate relationship. Through Ashley Madison, I can't imagine that anybody would want. I've met people who have said, yeah, we met on Match and we got married.
Yeah.
And it's great. Yeah. I know several people have done that. I can't imagine the person that would go, I met on Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
It was great.
I think you have a better chance of meeting somebody over a Dolly Madison, actually, than an Ashley Madison. There's an article I'm reading right here from money.cnn.com, so you know it's legit.
Hey, at least it's not Business Insider, which we usually hit up.
That's right. Yeah, that's our favorite fake website out there. This article says, for years, the, quote, have an affair, end quote, website Ashley Madison threatened to send paperwork to users' homes if they disputed their bills, potentially revealing cheaters to their spouses. So, like, this is the company that you're dealing with. Like, if you're behind, I don't know how you get behind, you would think you put your credit card down and that's that. But whatever. Avid Life Media, the company that runs the website, has confirmed to CNN Money that these tactics were employed by Ashley Madison until recently.
Oh my God!
Quote, that past practice stopped when our new CEO, Rob Siegel, and new president, James Millership, took the helm, company spokeswoman Deborah Quinn said. She's officially the only woman that has had ever anything to do with Ashley Madison.
I know, yes.
Siegel and Millership took charge of the company in April. On Monday, those executives revealed another questionable Ashley Madison tactic that they had ended, they say. Many of the women on the site had actually been fembots, computer programs imitating women. Dude, like, I gotta tell you, man, I love it. Like, B.A. Baracus, I'm sorry, who was George Peppard in the A-Team?
Hannibal?
Hannibal. Hannibal loved it when a plan comes together, and I love it when I am right. When I said, way back then, dude, nobody was real on that site.
That's funny.
I had nothing but intuition to go on. And I'm like, well, that's why I'm talking about how I had a site, a profile there. Because I had to find out.
You did say a pre-hack. I was there.
Well, no. I said it post-hack only because I admitted, hey, man, my information's out there.
But you were postulating that before the hack.
And so it's fine. I'm not always right. But when you know, you know. And when you're on, and when you want to check something out and then you find out, like, this is all BS, I can't believe anyone's falling for this and giving this company money to the tune of, like, you're so behind that they're sending you, like, you know, collection notices from Ashley Madison to your house.
Oh my God.
Imagine that, dude. But at any rate, like, I can't believe that so many people are so, they fell for it, A, and B, that they're going to fall for it again.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
See, that I almost want to see then, I want to see DeLorean come out with another car. Like, someone buy the brand DeLorean, which is now known as a supercar lemon. Like,
oh, wait, they were bad? I think, like, I...
Well, no, they were, yeah, they're made out of steel. They rusted out like crazy.
Oh,
they're pretty
really?
Slow.
Oh.
Yeah, they weren't really, it was a really, as supercars go, it was a pretty, it was one of the worst.
But it's not as bad as, like, wasn't it the Edsel that, like, Ralph Nader became famous by writing the book Unsafe at Any Speed?
Right, yes.
Because they would, like, blow up and stuff. So it wasn't, like, dangerous.
No, but it was
not. They just
not.
Weren't, like, they it looked wasn't. Like they were luxury, or not luxury, but, like, novelty and for only for
right.
the rich. Okay.
But I'm saying that firm's attempt at a car failed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that was it. It galls me that, like, a DeLorean can't come back, but an Ashley Madison can.
Yeah, you would think that they at least would have had to rebrand or something, but all they were like, no, under new management, everything's fine now. And I don't even see anything where they're actually saying, like, we have employed the same hackers that hacked us in the first place to make this the most impregnable, service in the world. Our right. servers cannot be accessed, even by the Russians, even by Guccifer. Julian Assange tried. He couldn't get in here. But they're not even bothering. They're just being like, we got a new CEO and a new president.
And that's enough.
That's got
to
be enough for you.
No.
And dudes are like, no problem, man. I could possibly get laid? No problem. Meanwhile, any women that do come in there totally look like Lena Dunham.
Well, and here's that's like, what woman would sign up for, what do you do? You know what? I've not been meeting the right guys. I'm just going to sign up on the site. Well, good for you. Where are you looking at? Are you going to Match? You know, no, go Ashley Madison.
Well, right. But I mean, like, if you are wanting to find sausage, why not go to the biggest sausage party of all time?
That's true.
So if you are like, so I always assume that, like, women don't want to have sex and, like, don't. I just.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just been my experience over the last 25 years that, like, they just don't really want
they
to have sex.
They just Lena Dunham me.
Yeah, they don't really, they're not into it. Maybe it's because I remind them of Will Ferrell. I don't know. But I bet Will Ferrell gets more action than I do.
I'm on Ashley Madison's site right now. They claim they have over 48 million members.
No, no way.
That's what they're saying.
No way. But if you are like a woman that, like, I want to have crazy amounts of sex, Ashley Madison is totally where I would go. Talk about having your pick of the litter. The problem is what profile pictures are real and what are not. They got to all be fake. I think mine was the only one that was real.
See, okay, now they're kind of doing everything. I'm just reading right here. Ashley Madison's for everyone.
Yeah.
Our members are single, attached, and seeking an affair partner, or attached and seeking something polyamorous.
Oh.
So they're still kind of going back to their have an affair thing.
Hmm.
But, like, would you even, if you're single and you've got choices, would you even want to wade into those waters? It just galls me. Of all the things that we ever work on that struggle or don't take off.
Yeah.
Ashley Madison.
It's made money, though.
Still taking off.
But it's not. It's
sick.
Still not for fat people, though. So if you're fat, sorry.
Maybe it
they
is.
Don't want you there.
You have to sign up again and tell
no,
me.
No, that's for Craigslist. Fat people have to go to Craigslist. Sorry. Everyone knows that. Have you ever cruised Craigslist, dude? Like the personals on Craigslist?
I have. With
I say
other
it like
people, yeah,
cruised
yeah.
it. Like, sorry, that was a wrong choice of words. I've checked it out, dude. Pretty weird stuff, man.
Oh, absolutely.
And I got to think a lot of that stuff is like con artists and like.
No.
You're walking into like it's like an animal house.
But
he walks into the hotel room and like gets jumped.
I think the people on Craigslist are just legitimately that weird. I think Craigslist is realer than you know.
Really?
I think it's realer than you want to know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. You just can't put enough rubbers on to go Craigslist, I think.
How many rubbers would you need for Lena Dunham?
Oh.
Judy Dench. Tracy Butler.
Ooh, none.
In terms of age, you'd be right.